Back now with Day to Day and a couple of Valentine's Day tales. We're going to begin with the bittersweet end of a story that we started last fall. In October, we told you about Rose Hill, who described herself as undateable, but she wasn't.
Rose was diagnosed with a rare form of breast cancer when she was in college. After 10 years with the disease, Rose Hill died this January. Among those left behind was her partner, Heather Warnicke. KPLU's Hannah Jaffe-Walt has this remembrance from Seattle.
Date number one. Heather knew three things going in. Rose lived in Seattle, had cancer, and liked to skydive. So, yeah, she knew about the cancer, but she had no idea.
There were two sort of surprises when I met her that day. The first one was that she was completely bald, chemo bald, which means no hair anyway, no eyebrows, nothing. And the second surprise was that I didn't know that she'd had a mastectomy until I got there. And I remember asking her sort of how her health was. And I remember her, basically, she said, you know, I have cancer and sometimes things go wrong. And one of these days, something's going to go wrong and I'm going to die.
What a sweet talker, huh? Can you imagine? This is a first date. And here's Rose. I look awful. I know I look awful because I'm really sick. And even though I'm only 30, I could die any moment. But that was Rose. She came at you. She came at it all, a linebacker. Either you'd fall when she slammed into you, or you'd stand and be grateful for your own strength. In college, Rose was given 6 months to live, then another 6 months, then another round of chemo. In the meantime, she traveled to 21 countries, got a doctorate, created art, nurtured friendships around the world. Cancer sucked, but it also gave her the lesson of purposeful, obstinate living. Here's how she described it.
If I wanted to die, I wouldn't have to put a gun to my head or, you know, figure out where to get a rope. I would just stop doing all of the hundreds of things that I do to keep myself alive. That choice, like knowing what I know about life and knowing how painful it is, I keep choosing to live anyway.
Rose kept choosing to live for 10 years until she had battled with every drug available to her. When she realized it was the end, she went about dying in exactly the way she had lived, in control. She chose the room she was in, who she saw, when, and for how long. After she died, Heather found a dozen tiny silver and glass urns in the garage with instructions. They were to be filled with her ashes and distributed to loved ones with this letter. Heather reads Rose's goodbye.
Dearest family and friends, I wish I could tell you what it's like to be dead. Is that too morbid? It's strange to think that I will have discovered or not all of these answers and have no one to tell. Maybe I'll meet new friends. It's so hard being the new kid. That was a joke. Anyway, one thing I feel sure of is that my ferocious love and the hope I carry for you will expand much beyond the physical life I led here and be with you until the end of yours. It is a wish that your life will be exactly what you make of it, to see the truth of what you have been given and the strength to, in the face of those gifts, continue to make an active choice. Sorry I am lecturing you. Now that I'm dead, I've become such a know-it-all. Well, enough of my bad jokes and soapbox ramblings. What's left to say besides everything? After a while, crocodile, love, Rose.
Rose Hill died January 8th, 2008. For NPR News, I'm Hannah Jaffe-Walt in Seattle.